Well, we listen and watch some video on reporting, and mm-hmm. we just get into the general state of reporting or reporters as well.
Is reporting even the right word anymore?
No.
What do we call it?
It's also some hot Hunter Biden talk.
Yeah.
As well, and we'll get into that first. BetDSI, great time of year for football. Add some excitement. Make BetDSI.com your betting partner. Use BetDSI's live betting platform. Watch all the events and bet the games until the final whistle. New members get a 100% bonus match with promo code ADAM101. That's double your money. Paying winners for 20 years, top-rated on review sites, user-friendly interface and mobile site, fastest payouts in the industry. That's right. NFL, NBA, NHL, boxing, politics, reality TV, esports, everything. It's all there at BetDSI. Again, BetDSI.com. Promo code ADAM101 for a limited time. You get a 100% bonus offer. It's only a game until you bet it on BetDSI.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. This month's shipment includes an in-shower beer can and wine glass holder from Sip Caddy for all of you practical alcoholics out there. An official Adam Carolla's The Hammer branded jump rope to stave off the effects of your shower drinking. A copy of Shrinkage, signed by Bald Brian. A bottle of Ogre sauce, perfect for any and all meals fresh off the grill. It's also gluten-free for you pussies out there. Of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wine. And lastly, in your shipment, you may find another golden ticket. That's right, two lucky winners and their guests will get a VIP pass to Laughs with Bald Brian. Meet and mingle with the ACS family and the whole lineup of comedians performing that evening. That's Fitz Dog, Dana Gould, Kyle Dunnigan, and more. Sign up at CorollaDrinks.com for only $25 and cross your fingers because you and a guest may be watching Bald Brian from backstage with the rest of the ACS regulars. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, I gotta get on. Come on, Amanda. Yeah, man. Tell you what, boy.
Woo.
Woo. Yeah.
Woo.
Is that Drew is there? Is it? It's Hiccup. So, I got something to think about here, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you can pull down the man show bit there, Gary. Just something remind me of that. But I am thinking a lot about reporting and reporters.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was saying to you, or I'm saying to anybody who'd listen, is I don't blame the homeless. They're nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't blame the mayor. He's a puss in protecting his job. I blame the people who are reporting on the subject and not doing it correctly.
Correct.
And in general, whether it's Trump or Elizabeth Warren or whomever or whatever, or whatever, whether it's the NBA and China, whatever it is, I'd like a little more reporting, like real reporting, you know, the kind of stuff they would do in the day when they want to expose something, you know, versus
so investigative reporting.
Well, versus kind of going, hey, Garcetti, why are there so many homeless? And he goes, affordable housing. And I go, gotcha.
Check.
All right. I'm going to write my column on that.
Yeah.
Versus kind of getting out there, I don't know, interviewing 50 homeless people randomly and seeing what percentage of them you thought had mental conditions or situations or drugs or whatever, and kind of do a little gum shoeing.
You know what's interesting when they do that? Because they have zero idea how to interview somebody from a mental health perspective, they get no information.
Well, if you want to hear a zero of an interview, Elizabeth Warren was telling this whole story about getting fired because she was pregnant a few weeks back.
You told us. You showed us this.
Oh, did I show you this?
Well, the part where she was always – I don't know about the CBS.
No. Yeah. She got – somebody
– called her out.
Someone from CBS said, I got to ask you questions on this.
Got it.
Because we have our minutes from the school board and it says you resigned.
Fantastic.
Right. It's fantastic. You want to watch the hard-hitting CBS reporter ask the questions and see. So you went, all right. She was, different name. You got Zach Hudak.
That's a reporter?
That's a reporter who's going to say to her, hey, what about this? Because you've been saying that. You've been saying I've been fired because I got pregnant. And the reality is we got this conflicting report from the – well, by the way, it's pretty damning because it's the minutes of the school board meeting that said she resigned after they'd hoped she wouldn't, but she did anyway. So now he's going to – he's going to ask her the tough questions. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Is it accurate to say you were fired or were you forced to resign or how would we characterize this?
You know, look, it doesn't matter much what the term is, but let's be clear. I was 6 months pregnant. It was my first job. I was 22 years old. And the job that was mine, that I'd been hired for the next year, was taken away when they knew I was pregnant.
Just to be clear, because I want to make sure I have this down, they were not incorrect, though, to say that you were fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what that means?
They were not incorrect to say you were fired. I don't know what that means. Who's they?
The school board.
Okay, so they said she was fired?
No.
Okay, so what's he talking about?
She resigned.
Yeah.
What was his first question?
What happened? Just sort of more open-ended.
No. Were you fired or were you let go?
Right.
Or let's hear the first one again. Is that...
you say you were fired, that kind of thing.
Well, the question is
what happened?
Were you... No. The question is were you fired or did you resign?
Okay.
Isn't that what we want to know?
That's what we want to know.
All right. Let's hear how he asked it.
Is it accurate to say you were fired or were you forced to resign or how would we characterize
it? Right. Forced to resign.
Is that fired?
Yes.
What sort of interview is this?
It's not an interview. It's setting her up to – they probably discussed it before they even he put the mics on.
He's
– Seems to me.
On CBS.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't Fox or MSNBC. This is just CBS. You're going to ask her this – here's my question. Why are you asking this question if you're not asking the question? You have a transcript and you have the minutes from a meeting.
Yeah, but she's trying to make the case that the reason it says resigned in the meeting is that they forced her to resign. That's her position.
That's her position now. That's the position she's making?
Yep. And he makes it for her. He lays it up.
Is that her position? She was forced to resign?
Yeah.
Because she was pregnant?
Yeah.
But the minutes of the meeting said we asked her back.
Right.
But she didn't want to come back.
He doesn't ask about that yet.
All right. But then his follow-up question, to be clear, was what?
No, I don't recall now.
All right. It's got a follow-up.
You know, look, it doesn't matter much what the term is, but let's be clear. I was 6 months pregnant. It was my first job. I was 22 years old. And the job that was mine, that I'd been hired for the next year, was taken away when they knew I was pregnant.
Just to be clear, because I want to make sure I have this down.
Listen. Mm-hmm.
They were not incorrect, though, to say that you were fired.
Yeah, I don't know what else you'd call.
They were not incorrect to say you were fired.
I don't know what that means.
Who is they? I don't know what they're talking about.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
He means you should be saying you were not incorrect when you said you got fired. That's really the question, right?
Which whatever is, it is. Did you hear her super long answer, the way she broke it down, kind of broke it into pieces? I was 22. I was...
Answered with a non-answer.
I don't know when this became the thing, but I'm saying if some... I have jobs I've quit, and then I have jobs I've been fired from. And if you ask me, I'll tell you directly which ones let me go and which ones I walked out of. I won't do well, here's how old I was. And, you know, I'm a Virgo. I mean, she's obviously lying.
Seems like it.
But he's helping.
Oh, yeah. It's clear to me as they discussed it before the mics came on.
Do you think they discussed it, or do you just think he went like, I'm gonna be nice?
No, I think they walked into that corner there, and she went, I know what you're going to ask about. Look, they forced me to resign. Call it what you want. They forced me. And then here we go.
Seems like non-reporting to me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Is that something new?
No, but I don't know why, Garrett, I don't know why Chris told you CNN, but it's CBS.
That's what it says. You had mentioned CNN earlier.
Oh, I said CNN?
There was a lot said. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't. It's a CBS thing. No, what I was saying is it's not CNN or not MSNBC, and it's not Fox. It's CBS, which is supposed to be
National
a little more down the middle. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is if this guy tells me another story about Elizabeth Warren, guess who's not listening?
Right.
That's where I'm at.
Yep.
Is that where you're at?
Yep. Well, the whole network, I would say.
What bothers me about her? There's a folksy, there's a sincerity that feels really false to me, that feels weird, and it makes the sort of hairs on my arms stand up, and I can't figure out if it reminds me, I always kind of say like of one of my mom's friends or mm-hmm. something, but mm-hmm. I don't know what that thing is. What, she's smart. She can speak. I think she lies, but everyone lies. Mm-hmm. She tries to make herself into a victim, and then the victim overcomes the victimhood, which is her big thing, which I don't like that self-aggrandizing stuff. But what is it about her that does that to me, and do you have that reaction?
I have the reaction. It's somewhere between the librarian that's pissed at you for talking in the library and – like a teacher that you didn't like. And both are sort of make me very uncomfortable. Because she is not teaching, she's telling.
She's a little sing-songy.
Yeah. But it's sanctimonious. It's like, honey, do you need to shut up? The other people studying in the library, you know that.
So what is that thing where, I guess, is it Tulsi Gabbard?
I like her.
Yeah, she doesn't appear. I don't get anything off of her other than what's the news.
Yeah, I dig it.
I can't even say I know all of or agree with most of her policies, but she seems very regular to me.
Straight. Yep.
Well, then what is the thing? I'm going to include the Porcelain Punisher and Gary in this.
Do you guys like Tulsi Gabbard? First of all, are we sort of having the same reaction to her?
Okay. Well.
I have no idea who we're talking about.
Oh, here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying. Kamala Harris seems like just this weird chameleon liar, like sociopath, like laughing really hard and getting up and certain stuff and down. It seems I go, ugh. Like I could never say what she's saying. She seems like she just will go whatever way you want to go. I don't think she believes anything. I feel nothing. Elizabeth Warren, I feel, is a more nuanced version of that. So then you start thinking, well, maybe you don't like women. Mm. Or maybe it's something women in politics. Something's bugging you.
Yeah.
But then you think Tulsi Gabbard and you go, oh, no, I like her.
Yeah, I like her.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Klobuchar, too.
Yeah, Klobuchar, too. I disagree with everything they say. I'm sure. But at least they seem like them.
I like them a lot. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't like them a lot. I probably disagree with half their policies. Yeah, but
appealing. They're both appealing to me. They don't have to like what they're saying.
I think they're just basically being themselves.
Yes.
I don't think they're even that anything other than themselves. Like Andrew Yang, I just go, well, that guy's just being him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a sense of, like, Cory Booker strikes me as like a madman, like just a complete actor. I have no idea what he's talking about when he's talking. But Andrew Yang just seems like a guy. Look, I don't agree with giving $1,000 to everybody, but I believe Andrew Yang believes it.
Right.
And I believe him.
Yep.
So is that the reaction that we're having? And can we agree that policy or not, we just want to have someone who's saying what they think they're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And when, like, when somebody like Elizabeth Warren goes, let me make something perfectly clear, and then they just lie, it feels insulting? Or what does it feel? What is that thing? Gary, you know, does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And I was telling Matt back here behind the glass that Tulsi's done a couple of long form interviews, podcast style, that I've listened to, and I liked, because she did come through as a genuine person on a
smart veteran,
range of issues,
all kinds of stuff, yeah.
Veteran, yes, she served. People go, well, she didn't really serve, she's a doctor, bullshit, she was over there and she served. She seems genuine.
Yep.
On a similar podcast, I heard Bernie Sanders do an hour, and it all sounded super canned and super stumpy and super conditioned.
He's doing a version of himself this time around,
right,
before he was being authentic. So Elizabeth Warren, same way, feels that, just that way to me. Joe Biden's like a better version of that, like sort of still doing it, doesn't stand for anything, but sort of has it. Yeah, Mitt Romney's probably that way. How come? But here's what I'm saying. When I see Tulsi versus Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris is a distinct difference in me. And I go, that person I vibe with completely. I disagree with probably a lot of what she says, but I get it. And these two people feel like just rodeo clowns. How come America doesn't figure that out? Why is that?
Maybe they're used to it from politicians.
It seems so.
That's probably why they are that way, because it works.
I mean, it was my job. And in April, they said, you're doing a great job, come back next year. And when they found out I was pregnant, they changed that.
So, Zach, explain for us why the attention on that account.
You ready for the details?
Well, the account, first of all, is important in her story because her stump speech tells her policies through her personal story. She's talking about the road to the middle class getting rockier and steeper. And
that's
her
true.
Personal story,
Thank
as she
you,
says at the beginning
California
of it,
government.
Isn't a straight line, she says, like many people's. And she describes a series of twists and turns. And at each twist and turn, each sort of injustice that is dealt to her, she seems to overcome it. It's, you know, and come up with something better. This happens. She says she's shown the door for being pregnant. What can she do? But
is this guy a spokesperson for her camp, or is he a reporter?
Go to law school. She goes to law school. She's pregnant again. She can't get hired. She becomes a law professor, and so on. So this is part of the theme of her story. Now, in 2004, there was another interview in which, 2007 at Berkeley, in which she told the story a little bit differently. She didn't include anything about being pushed out of the door by the principal. That's what's been widely reported on now as a contradiction. Now, the fact that
it's being reported on as a contradiction because it's a contradiction.
Not only that, there was documents to substantiate the original.
Oh, he's got he's uncovered documents.
Okay.
As that interview said, she was on an emergency certificate and needed more classes was true. Warren explained that to me by saying, yes, she needed to go back to grad school, but the board had guaranteed her another year on one of these certificates. Now, documents that we uncovered from then supported that, but sort of the question here, I think, was did Warren change the way she told this?
All right. Documents he's uncovered, but he could uncover the documents of the minutes of the meeting, which is what was said at the meeting, the school board meeting.
Managed not to get or
talk
about.
He could have uncovered those as a reporter.
Easily.
All right. Well, maybe there's not as much reporting going on as we'd
There isn't. Everyone knows that.
I guess there isn't. All right. Let me hit LifeLock. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know the difference between credit card fraud and identity theft? Credit card fraud is when someone steals your credit card info and uses it to make unauthorized purchases. Identity theft is any crime where someone accesses and uses another person's information for economic gain. So many ways cyber criminals can try to take what's yours. LifeLock can help. If you're a victim of identity theft, you could miss threats, and if you're only monitoring your credit, you will miss those if they steal your identity. Good thing there's LifeLock, which detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. Protect yourself, people. It's almost 2020. Do so much online. Your info's so out there and everywhere. Let's get some LifeLock, right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Join LifeLock now and get an extra 10% off your first year by using promo code Adam. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code Adam for an extra 10% off.
Speaking of reporting, did you see the footage last week on ABC News, National Broadcasting News, who aired Kentucky gun range video footage and said it was Syria?
Yeah, I'd heard about it. I'm not seeing it.
Did anybody get fired? Anybody get punished for that? No, it's just business as usual.
I don't I don't mind it. I'll tell you what I don't like. What I don't like is knowing in advance. So I sit in between Brian and Gina. Mm-hmm. Brian and Gina probably watch CNN and the evening news. I know in advance what stories they know and what stories they don't know.
Right.
By the subject of the story. Yep. So I happen to know that the worst police shooting recorded in history, they don't know about.
Right.
Even though there's footage of it, graphic footage of it. They don't know the story because it's a white guy being shot. Sorry. I also know that the 80-year-old guy who's praying out front of the abortion clinic and gets the shit kicked out of him by some millennial, I know they don't know that story, even though there's great salacious footage of a guy smashing him with a mountain bike and kicking the old man on the ground. I'm also aware that they don't know that story. Now, these are both very visual stories, very compelling.
Hate crimes
and very, I mean, should lead almost any news broadcast because there's pretty compelling footage of this guy getting kicked in the head by this 22-year-old guy or this guy being snuffed out by a cop in a world where all we do is talk about bad killings and cop shootings and stuff like that. I know in advance that they've never heard of either one of those two stories.
How do they react when you show them?
The thing that's funny is they always react like, oh my God, how come I didn't know that story? And it's like, you didn't know that story because you only watch CNN and the local news. The part that they don't know is they don't know it. That's the part. You have to skim and listen to everybody. It'd be the equivalent of me going, oh, I don't know anything about whatever's going on with Trump because I just watch Tucker Carlson or I just watch that. But no, you need to know everything. Yep. You need to sample from the whole Whitman's box.
Ooh, nice.
Chocolates. Ooh. Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what nobody does. They prefer the echo chambers.
But here's the thing. They don't know this is happening because it's not happening.
Right.
We're in their world. And they don't understand that that's going on. And my thing is know as much as you can know and then make your decisions. I'm not sure why the young guy beating the shit out of the old guy who's praying in front of the abortion clinic is not just up for grabs news that could be shown everywhere, but obviously the fact that they never heard of it and it's pretty graphic footage suggests an agenda on behalf of the news agency. Mm-hmm. Now, why you'd want to even dabble with the agenda, I don't know. Like, I have, and you've done this, and I've done this, and everyone says, like, you're a physician. Mm-hmm. And like, I've said to people, and I've said to attorneys or something, you know, before, I've gone, it just tells so-and-so we talked, and I didn't, and they go, I can't do that. I can't do that. It's my, I can't do it. It's my job. And I go, like, I'm not telling you to rob a bank for me. Just tell them we talked before. And they go, no. And if I say, Drew, just go to your car and get me a couple Xanax, right. You know, whatever, just for the weekend. You go, no, I can't do that. It's not what I do. It's a fiduciary thing. Yeah. It's a professional thing. I feel like news outlets just need to go by that same code, right?
You would wish. They've lost that completely.
For their good. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They go, yeah. No, when we just can't, we can't stray into that world.
Yeah. So you'd be able to trust what they put out. I don't have any trust for anything in the news, do you?
There's certain people, if you listen to them, it's like they have to be an umpire and you have to see them in a Little League game. And you see that guy punch out his son at first base. Like, you're out. And you go, okay, that guy's got integrity. And there's some voices out there that you listen to. If you listen to a guy like Ben Shapiro, he'll tell you what he hates about AOC for 10 minutes. And then he'll tell you how Trump fucked up with us pulling out of Syria or where, pulling out of Afghanistan or whatever. He'll then tell you what a big mistake that was. And then so you go, okay, well, this guy seems to recognize good and bad sort of on both sides. Now, look, he's coming at it from a perspective that is conservative, but he's more than happy to tell you when someone on his side screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're that way.
Yeah. I hope to be. I try to be.
You can listen to those voices. If you're not going to explain that on occasion, then we're going to be in trouble. And I got one more scenario for you.
After I tell you about Pluto TV, yes, the leading free streaming television service, 100 plus TV channels, thousands of movies on demand, all free, completely free. They do not ask for a credit card. They don't even ask you to sign up to watch for free. You just go to the App Store, download the app, takes a few seconds, click on the app, and boom, a menu comes up that looks just like what you're used to seeing on your satellite, your cable feed, hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies on demand. Easy, completely legal way to watch TV and hit movies and TV shows, your favorite shows, for free. Why would you wait? Don't want to pay for cable? You want to pay for satellite? Don't. Go to Pluto TV. Never pay for TV again. Download Pluto TV for free and all your favorite devices right now, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStation, anywhere you stream, you put that Pluto TV. Don't forget to check out the Corolla Chassis channel, channel 585. See some of the documentaries there. Also, you've got the old Crankhanger seasons, is that right? And the mm-hmm. Comedy Central thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there. It's at Pluto TV.
Now, if you're going to have Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow, they're going to give opinions mm-hmm. on things. It's mm-hmm. completely fine with that. My point is when it's presented as news and Chuck Todd or someone is sitting there and he's doing the news, and he's got some guy on, and some senators going, we got to look into Hunter Biden, and he's going, that's been settled. Like, hey, news guy, don't shut the guy up. Let him see what he has to say. You're not supposed to take the other guy's side in the middle of the sort of news. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's hear the news. Let's hear what he has to say.
Or don't interview him.
Yeah. Don't become an advocate for the other guy. I do love the arguing. I love the weird defending that's going on in the middle of the news.
By the way, I find the Biden son's comment very strange. He said he didn't do anything wrong. He just showed poor judgment. Isn't that doing something wrong when you have poor judgment?
I think what he's saying is
he was politically wrong, which is wrong.
Now, I think what he's trying to say is he's kind of going, and Gary can look a little deeper into it, but I don't want to look at Gary for this. he's kind of going the Pete Rose route, which is I gambled on baseball and I get the optics as that's wrong, but I didn't bet on my team or my games. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, my God.
But here's the problem. It's not really that. It's he's saying I can see the optics and what they look like. You know, vice president's son gets big fat contract with Ukrainian energy supplier. I can see why people would think that's wrong, but I did nothing wrong. The problem is, and the difference is between Pete Rose and Hunter Biden is there is a version where Pete Rose bet on baseball, but never bet on his games or his teams or any of that stuff. And you go, okay, I guess no harm, no foul, even though you're not getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame because you did that. There's a version of that. You de facto, by being put on the board of a Ukrainian energy supply place for 50, that isn't bad optics. That's just bad because that's cronyism, because you're there because your dad's a vice president.
Unless you had a long history in the oil business and you can see the road to the Ukrainian board, okay. No, this is because your dad's
right. So he's going, I get
it's never been in the oil business.
I get why you hear it's bad, but I did nothing bad. But the problem is it was bad from Jump Street. What we're saying is we're not saying you did something bad. We're saying the reason you're there is bad. Which is like saying neither here nor there with who you're betting on, Pete Rose. You bet on baseball, that's bad.
You knew better.
Right.
A reasonable person would know better.
It's an interesting way to parse it out and go, I know this looks bad, but it's sort of like saying, oh, you walked in and me and your wife were sitting on the foot of the bed together with a little sweat on her brow. I know how this looks. Oh, no, I walked in. You were in my wife. And then you're going like, I know how this looks. It's like, no. It's the act of being on the board.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Yes.
Not how you acted once you were on the board.
Right. How come they don't understand that? That's kind of weird, isn't it?
Well, first off, the way they're interviewing, I don't know. I haven't watched a whole interview, but either way. All right. This Friday, this Saturday, Salt Lake City, Wise Guys Comedy Club. Come say hi to me. And also December 7th, Reno, Virginia Street Brew House. Can do some stand up there. And you can go to amcroll.com for all the shows and Crank Yankers tonight, 10:30 on Comedy Central, and all the docs on Chassis, two S's and a Y. Drew.
It's all at drdrew.com. Head on over there. I'll see you there.
And take the podcast one survey and get yourself an Amazon gift card. Just go to podcastone.com/survey. So till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy, it's completely legal, and it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for? You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, Chassy, Chassis Channel, number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.